This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Burns, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations along the line on the Genesis Communications Network. GCN Live is the website, and we're also being heard on a number of leading independent stations all across the country. That also includes Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest cities in the country. And we appreciate being heard also on the Internet by our listeners over in Germany that have been chiming in. Maria, of course, listening to us over there with her friends. And, of course, we have a very large contingent listening to us in India. Yep, that's the country of India. And we're also up by satellite. So various ways they can get us. Now, a special shout goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. To our FedEx and our UPS, but maybe soon on be on strike, UPS that is, we thank you for getting the work done there, as well as our bulk mail haulers, all in the mail, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and all around to your local bulk mail centers. Now, our suicide jockeys play a very important part in the equation, too, hauling the gas, the diesel, the jet fuel, and other petroleum products. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show page on Facebook. And don't forget, you'll find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler, on Getter, on Truth Social. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and we're on my website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. You can always hear us over there. If you can't hear us anywhere else, go to the website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, and there's a direct link there for the stream that you can hear 24/7. You hear it live when we're on the air, and you hear the latest show playing when we're not on the air. Okay, now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, we're going out to California, and we're going to fly in. Here we come, flying low. And Kyle Warren, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
We just buzzed your house. That was us that went over. That sounded like a mosquito, but that was us. Okay, thank you very much, group, and we appreciate it. They're out there, 85 degrees, clear skies, lots of shorts tonight and tank tops. So there you go. The weather's nice. Come on down, Kyle.
All right. That sounds great.
Ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we know it, and we hope you know it, and check it out and make sure. Read the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and take a look at the reference that's made there to God and to our divine presence of the Lord. Now, Team DeSantis thinks it can win the nomination, the GOP nomination, by painting Donald Trump as a pioneer of woke gender identity. I didn't know he was, did you?
No. This is kind of a new one, I have to admit, but it shows just how intense this fight is really becoming.
Well, I get it. DeSantis, I think, is slowly beginning to realize he made a mistake. I know it's still a ways out from the first primaries and whatnot, but he should have just kept his feet on the ground in Florida and cemented himself as the governor here, because he can do no wrong in Florida. The people love him. But he should have just stayed right here, taking care of Florida, made it his priority, because when he got done, after he finished his second tour, term here in Florida, he would be able to run for anything he wanted. U.S. Senator, Congressman, Vice President, President, Secretary of State, whatever. He would be in line to do that.
Well, it is very interesting. I think DeSantis was looking for something to go wrong with Trump. Certainly the indictments, I think, are a big part of that. I think that a lot, and I think a lot of candidates, of course, DeSantis had a lot more notoriety and cachet than some of these other candidates that had gotten in early on, just because of his name recognition. But I think DeSantis and the other candidates were looking for something to just be a disaster for Trump that hasn't really transpired yet. Yes, the indictments came down, but that has not affected Donald Trump's core base of support. And this is the very same people that these candidates are vying for. So DeSantis has not made the progress that he wants to have made, obviously.
Wait till you hear this one. Nearly half of the voters in a recent Rasmussen Reports poll say the best age range for president is in their 50s, according to the poll.
Isn't this very interesting?
I think it's accurate.
Yes, well, of course, because right now, you know, if we're shaping up to have Joe Biden be the nominee and presumably Donald Trump to be the GOP nominee, you have two men and one is 80 and the other is 77. And again, age isn't the deciding factor. It's not the only factor in and of itself, but it is very interesting that this poll showed what it did.
That thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to call on Jeff to take us to break. Take it away, Jeff.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and I want to take a moment to let you know how grateful I am personally to have you as part of this audience. We here at this radio station are very well aware that our success is all about folks like you listening on our airwaves, visiting our websites, and most importantly, doing business with our advertisers. It means a lot because the absolute best, most effective way to support our efforts of supporting America is to support the advertisers that you hear on the station and see on our websites. We believe in those businesses that partner with us, which is why we encourage you to consider them the next time you're in the market for what they have to provide. And if you do, make sure to tell them that you heard about them on this station. Additionally, if you are a business and would like to increase traffic through your real and virtual doors, then maybe it's time for you to become one of our advertisers. You won't regret it, so get started today by calling Steve Baltimore at 813-349-8240. Thank you for listening, and God bless America.
And you know, that goes for all the stations along the networks, all the stations here listening to us on Genesis Communications Network and our Salem Media affiliates and our independent stations. We're on the air because of them, so you need to support them and support the sponsors that you hear advertising. And for those that advertise on our show, too, because we have a lot of people that go, man, you weren't kidding about that Relief Factor or that MyPillow, or you weren't kidding about those cars or whatever it is that I talk about. No, I personally endorse something because I believe in it because I've used it. Okay, I've used it, or I do business with them, whatever the case may be. And if I don't, then I can't tell you honestly about them. There's a lot of people that endorse products that have never even seen them, let alone used them. So you got to be real careful. You got to be real careful. And I am careful about what I do. That's my word when I say that to you. But anyway, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, could we just call her Kanji?
I don't know about that, but she's, yeah, Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Yeah, say, hey, Kanji, Kanji's at it again. Well, anyway, she made a mathematically absurd claim on black newborns, according to a Wall Street Journal op-ed. What did she say?
Well, evidently, she's talking about, and I guess this is just in a nutshell, evidently, I believe she wrote in a statement or something, for high-risk black newborns, having a black physician more than doubles the likelihood that the baby will live and not die, quote-unquote, evidently she wrote. So it's kind of an interesting, you know, thing, but unfortunately, there's more. Everything's about race being just injected here, and I can't imagine that the race of the doctor is the deciding factor in some of these things and so forth. And at least, you know, not from my perspective, but because doctors come from all different races, and they're all, you know, trying to be great doctors.
Okay. We've got a caller. I'm going to go to the telephone here, so hang on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Captain. How's it going?
Oh, hello there. You're up there in Michigan.
Yeah, this is David. How you been?
We're doing fine, sir. What's on your mind?
Good to hear you're doing a lot better than you were.
Yes, I am. Thank you very much for asking.
Yeah. I got two questions that I heard something about. First of all, about that sub that went down in the Atlantic going to the Titanic.
Right.
Is there such a thing as an SB-22 naval sub chaser?
I'm not familiar with the nomenclature, the name of it, but yes, there is such a thing as a sub chaser.
Like a satellite sub chaser.
Yeah, I they do have them, but I'm not sure what they call it, okay?
I'm just wondering why they didn't use that to find the sub.
Because it would have taken too long to get there. And by the way, they already had a very good idea that sub had been lost, that submersible, rather, had been lost.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing.
On Sunday.
And my other question is, what have they found out about the cocaine that was found in the White House?
Nothing. Yet. Nothing yet. By the way.
Yeah, because somebody told me that they tested some people, some of the members of the Biden family, and that they found cocaine in their system.
I have not heard that from anybody, so I think that's a story. What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah, I would highly doubt that. Yeah. If it's been reported somewhere, I would question the report on that.
If they need to test anybody, they need to They need to test the people that work in the White House, because that's the entrance that this was found at, apparently, now in that vicinity. So, and by the way, they also are saying it may have been a drug deal that went bad.
Yeah, I heard something about that.
Okay. Well, you have yourself a good night, my friend, and keep on listening, and we appreciate you up there in Michigan.
Yeah, stay well, Captain.
I will. Thank you very much. Okay, so that's David up there in Sandusky listening to us on our affiliate AM660 up there in that part of Michigan, which also gets over there into part of Canada and gets down towards Toledo. Very good signal. And we appreciate that. Anything you want to add to that, Kyle?
Well, just that, you know, I think they'll be doing a thorough investigation, because once the substance was found, somebody had to bring it in, and so they'll backtrack and they'll do whatever it takes, I'm sure, because of the implications of this.
Yeah, well, you know, we're going to get a lot of rumors started, and apparently one's already started about the fact that they've drug tested some of the Biden family. No, they have not to my knowledge.
No, we haven't heard anything like that, and again, I would question that report until we knew that it had some kind of veracity to it.
Right. Now, there's an Alzheimer drug called Leqembi. I think I'm saying that right, Leqembi. Does that sound right?
Right.
That has full FDA approval now, and that means Medicare will now pay for it.
Well, that's right. So now Medicare and also other insurance plans can start covering for the treatment with people with Alzheimer's disease. And so to have the FDA approve this is huge.
Think they'll start with Biden?
Well, I'm sure they've got him on something, only because of the inconsistent, sort of behavior that he has.
And Janet Yellen, who must have just bowed 50 times to the guy that was shaking her hand, the Chinese official?
Yeah, we don't. She shouldn't bow down to anybody.
Well, I can't tell her anything. All right. The White House is still silent on Biden, not acknowledging his seventh grandchild. They've tried to ask some questions at the press conferences, but they get blown off by Fenchie.
Well, this is, of course, a real sore spot, isn't it? How many grandchildren does the president have? So I don't know if it could ever be like a Jeopardy question or something like that. But all kidding aside, Captain, the child of Hunter Biden and the woman with whom he had the child, the child is an innocent bystander in all of this, right? Why wouldn't Joe Biden acknowledge this child? And everybody knows who Hunter Biden is. We know exactly what he's all about. We know how all this came to be. But it seems to be kind of mean-spirited, doesn't it? At least, I think, from most people's perspectives.
Well,
she's just an innocent little girl.
The mother was a hooker, right? An exotic dancer, and also a party gal. You rent the girl for the night. I, lack of better words, that to me is a hooker. But that might have something to do with it. And I'm pretty sure that would be Jill telling him, just don't say a word. I'll bet you.
Well, but it's all out there. I mean, it's kind of like, it's not as if this is, 1878 and you live in some provincial area or something.
Trust me.
But hush, hush, and
trust me.
Away.
I've heard that Jill Biden can be a real, real bitch when she wants to be.
Well, but either way, again, this is national news. Everybody's aware that the child exists and so forth. So, again, I think the child is innocent in all of this.
25 states, Kyle, are condemning, and we'll talk about that on the way back, the new Biden administration electric vehicle goals, especially when it comes to trucks. He's not going to be able to do what he thinks he's going to. You hang on, and folks will be coming right back with more. The Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. The FDA is granting full approval to a potential breakthrough Alzheimer's drug. Leqembi is the first drug proven to slow the memory loss disease. Other approved drugs only target its symptoms. U.S. military is revealing an intense video of Russian fighter jets harassing a trio of American drones on a mission over Syria. Commander of Air Force's Central Command Lieutenant Alexis Grankiewicz says this is unacceptable.
They have been flying through airspace that they have agreed with us over a period of years not to fly into. They're flying right over top of our garrisons that are in Syria that are there focused on the defeat of ISIS. So it's something that's very disturbing and has got our attention.
Tests for DNA and fingerprints will now be ran on a small bag of cocaine found at the White House. That's according to NBC News, which also noted the investigation could be completed by Monday. They also report that officials say it's possible there may be no resolution in the investigation. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Here, there are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles: effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And regardless of where you're at around the country, I would encourage you to get a hold of Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. You can certainly call them up on the phone, 727-896-4615. And if you're coming to Florida on vacation, you can include this visit to Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care as part of your vacation, because they can help you with the problems you've got. They helped me and saved my life. Eventually, it was that bad. So there you go. And I strongly and enthusiastically recommend them. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hello, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
So, 25 states have condemned the new Biden administration's electric vehicle goals. We have just heard that California is moving ahead on the electric trucks, getting rid of the diesel engines in California. I don't know what year they've got. Is it 2030 also? Is that the year?
It's up around, yeah, it's up around 2030 in that area. But, you know, how is this even going to be possible, Captain?
It's not, and here's why. A battery in a truck is going to weigh double, triple what it does in a car. And it's going to take more than one battery. As it stands right now, a diesel truck, a semi-diesel truck, has four batteries in it. Not one, not two. The diesel pickups, the smaller pickups, the one tons, the half tons, they'll have a couple of batteries because they have to have that big voltage start to start the vehicle. But the big diesel engines, the big trucks, they've got four batteries. Now picture four batteries to put enough juice to crank a diesel engine. They're not going to be able to charge the truck, is my understanding. So they're going to have to plug it in to charge it that way. They don't have enough charging stations along the way. You think every truck stop that they would be stopping at? Imagine the lines at the truck stops where they would have charging stations. Guys sitting in lines for hours when they're supposed to be in the bunk on a sleep break. Imagine that. This is what's going to happen. It is a major cluster about ready to take place.
Well, you're absolutely right about that, Captain. It's definitely something that is going to slow down America to a snail's pace probably doesn't even describe it.
And the cost is going to be phenomenal. The cost.
Well, of course, and the scarcity, you know, the stuff is not going to be delivered on any kind of schedule resembling what we have right now.
No. All right. I think we have Ian, one of our drivers, on the line here. Is that you, Ian?
Yeah, it's me. Hey, here's another couple problems with it. This whole electric thing is a gigantic boondoggle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They tried in 1899. They came out with electric vehicles from the inception of the automobile to about right after World War One. They experimented with electric vehicles. They found the same problems back then that they did now, okay, 120-some-odd years later.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something else. As they lose a charge, their charging capacity degrades, and it degrades fast.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you can recharge them, but the charge doesn't stick. You know, it's kind of like,
right,
you know, when you run out of gas, right?
But that's why you have an alternator, because that's the purpose of that, is to keep your batteries charged.
But it, even that doesn't. The charge is, how can I put it? It doesn't hold the charge as long.
Correct.
Okay? And Ford's already finding that out with that junk pickup that they bought, okay?
Yep.
And here's something else. It's a massive displacement and transference of resources, because you still need the power's got to be generated somehow,
right?
So it's generated dirty. It's like it's just a facade, like a Hollywood movie set, but all the dirtiness is just behind overseas somewhere. It's a complete boondoggle. It's inefficient to the max, man. And
right.
I don't know why these maniacs continue with this. A basic engineering has already figured this out.
Yep.
The most efficient engine is the internal combustion engine. The engines today burn about 99% clean.
Yep. Okay, got to let you go. The phone lines are loaded up. Okay, thanks. That's Ian, one of our drivers working tonight somewhere. Okay, let me see here. I'm going to go to Colorado, and we might have someone that's going to have an electric horse on the line here. You ready, Kyle?
Sure.
Okay. Aaron, is that you?
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Hey, I got a comment on the cocaine.
Okay, go ahead.
We know, I'll bet money, 99% of this country thinks it's Biden's son's cocaine.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Right? That's the first thing that came into my head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it.
All right, thank you. And, of course, they made a point. David, I think it was from Michigan, called us a few minutes ago and said he'd heard that they had drug tested the Biden family, if you will, and that's just not true. That's just not true.
No.
Nowhere have I seen or heard that, so I'm certainly not going to use that as a legitimate story.
Well, no. I mean, can you imagine how that would go, Captain? As they come into the to the president and say, "Mr. President, we're going to test all of you and your family today." I just can't even imagine that happening, especially with no other real reason to do it. So, yeah, that report
we have enough crap going around with people making up stories and trying to make themselves relevant that we don't need to have that in the mix. We just don't.
Well, indeed. And, you know, Captain, getting back to Ian's call, too, I appreciate what he's talking about very, very much. You know, this whole thing about efficiency and whether or not this is being done literally for show, you know, the science, because Ian mentioned about the, you know, this has all been figured out by engineering. Mm-hmm. Well, but wait a minute. We saw through COVID, right, how you can have what I call political science, right? And we're suddenly, oh, no, you've got to agree with this. We're going electric and it all works better. And maybe one day in the future it might. But it doesn't right now, and that's demonstrable.
All right, well, hold that thought. We got a call here. I'm going to take the caller. I have no idea who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I want to say fuel cell technology is the best. This is Robert Garner in Rancho Mirage, California. You burn hydrogen, you give off water. Japan is going into that big time. They're very advanced, and it's lightweight. You carry the propulsion with you. You burn the hydrogen, and it gives off water that you can drink. It is so superior to the electric. I look upon Biden in my conspiracy with Musk and ordering the federal fleet should be run on electric. Where's the Congress on this? I mean, how can he give a mandate like a dictator and say, we're all going to have electric cars. All the cars in the federal government is going to be electric. It's unconstitutional and conspiratorial. And you know.
All right, we're going to break, so I got to let you go. Okay, thank you. All right. The thing of it is that I don't believe that he can order electric cars for everybody and make those type of mandates. It's got to be done by Congress. He doesn't pass the laws. And it would be subject to being shot down again by somebody along the line in the court system, correct?
I would think so. But, of course, Captain, cars supplanted horses and buggies because cars were a more efficient technology, and you got more bang for your buck, of course, and it was a super improvement in terms of going places. But when electric cars can do that naturally through the market, then things will really start changing. But
okay.
Not until then.
Hold that thought. We're going to break. We're coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to talk about. And who knows? We got these storms moving across right now, coming across I-40 and I-80. So we'll tell you where they're at and what you can expect if you're up there in a semi and driving into this, which you might be. You might be. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch Friday Morning Edition rolls on.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Kyle, who is that group?
Well, that's Bad Company.
And that's Rock and Roll Fantasy. What year was that around?
You know, I don't know off the top of my head, but if I had to guess, I'm going to say it's at least 75 or 76, somewhere in there.
Well, the haircuts look like that, so maybe. Yeah, I was going to say early 80s, if nothing else, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
All right. Well, thank you, Captain. Yes. Well, out west, where, you know, we do like to have the occasional rock and roll fantasy. we've got some hot weather, of course. And so hot rock and roll, hot weather, all goes together. Las Cruces, New Mexico. We've got a heat advisory that's going to stretch over towards Alamogordo and almost as far east as Carlsbad. But if you're just across the border in Ciudad Juarez, going to be really hot, we understand, too. But excessive heat warnings start up in southern Arizona near Safford, also over to Tucson. Buckeye, Phoenix is included in this. Then we've got dry weather, low humidity, and gusts of wind, red flag warnings and so forth. Up in northern Arizona, stretching over towards Kingman, also Lake Havasu City. Last hour, Captain, we were looking at the southeast corner, looks like, of Colorado. We do continue to have a flash flood warning there now up around Lamar, and then south of Lamar down near Springfield, we're still reading a tornado watch on the map, and it looks like we've got continuing severe thunderstorm watches skirting the border there with Kansas and on into Kansas, which of course the captain will tell you about here in just a moment as well. We continue with dry weather in western Colorado, and then also rounding this out, let's take a quick look at the radar map. We do have some rain that is south of Lamar. It's now east of Springfield, and again skirting the line with Kansas right there. But other than that, it's a pretty quiet map, Captain. So everybody, be careful out there.
Well, I see the flood warning for Lamar, and I also see over to the east in the southwestern corner of Kansas again severe thunderstorm watches, warnings, flood watches, and warnings. And there's some flooding going on right now about 100 miles, maybe to 125 miles inland, right straight along the Kansas border, north of, it's not quite to Oklahoma City, but to the north and the west of Oklahoma City. Now, I-40 coming in from Amarillo, you've got rain, you've got flooding, you've got severe thunderstorms as well, all part of that line that seems to be working its way across with heavy rain, and a lot of the lower areas are being flooded as we speak. So keep that in mind here at the moment as you get on I-40 to go east or west towards Amarillo out of Oklahoma City, or maybe you're coming out of Albuquerque going east that way. You're going to have some weather to contend with. We got some high heat temperatures east of El Paso, when you start climbing up the rock and get up into the higher elevations off the desert floor, you're going to have some really warm temperatures to get on I-10 right over to the junction of 10 and 20. And then you kind of lose it, and temperatures will just be in the low 90s and mid-90s and maybe even warmer than that all the way across I-10 again. We do have a high heat advisory for the northern part of Florida to include Gainesville, on up towards Lake City, over towards Jacksonville, and that will be some scorching temperatures up that away. We'll also have warm temperatures all across the southeast to include Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana. Those temperatures will also move on up through South Carolina, North Carolina. It won't be quite as warm. It could be, but it doesn't look like it's going to be because we have the possibility of some heavy rain and thunderstorms developing today up and down the southeast up towards Virginia, as far north as Virginia. So we'll see what happens with the weather. And Kyle, tell us about the pilot and the Flying J, please.
All right. Well, folks, the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, they bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out all about their My Rewards Plus app, where you can get great deals, get great offers, and also earn points on things that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Also, check out their locations function for the travel center nearest you. That's pilotflyingj.com. And by the way, Captain, I was way off. It looks like Rock and Roll Fantasy was released around 1979. So,
well, I told you I thought it was around 1980.
That's right.
Just because of the hairdo.
Winner chicken dinner. Yeah, you get the chicken dinner for that one. You were closest.
But it's Friday. I'll have fish.
All right.
I want filet of haddock today. Thank you. All right. Well, let's go to the phone line. We've got Denise Simon from PoundersCode.com on here. It's a fish day, isn't it?
Yeah, well, back in traditional days, yes, Friday was fish.
Yep. All-you-can-eat fish fries. I remember them. Every diner, restaurant you went into, all-you-can-eat fish fries. Okay, well, I'm just going to pick something out of the clear blue sky and throw it at you. The U.S. is complaining about the Russians buzzing our drones, as well as they've flown by some of our airplanes, done the same thing. We watched the video, and it looked like they were intentionally trying to down that one Reaper that was up by getting in front and then cramming on the gas and blowing it out of the sky, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, our drone operators are taking evasive action. They know that these are being filmed. The Russian pilots do, and they don't care, do they?
Nope.
But then again, you know, for years we have talked on the show about how these are Russian fighter jets, but you know, Russian bombers are coming close to our airspace. We've had to take some interesting action there, but it's not just happening to us. It's also, I think the French have been reporting the same thing. So is there any consequence to Russia?
No.
It doesn't look like it. No.
No, and it's going to stay that way because we just don't have a leader.
Correct.
Yep, and our military is going to, they're just as bad right now. They really are.
Yes,
the leadership.
They are.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes, they are.
Oh, well. So, Kyle, we got about 45 seconds. What's on your mind?
All right. Well, I appreciate what you're saying, Denise. And good morning, by the way, that there's no real consequence to Russia. What could the administration do in this case? And in other words, what would be recommended for something like this?
Well, you know, I think that we could probably be getting much more serious, and we could be doing things like shuttering embassies. We could be seizing bank accounts. We can go back to punishing oligarchs, the Praetorian Guard. So, yeah, I would get a little more serious than just sanctions.
Sure. Shut down their buildings like we had to before. What was it, Long Island, right?
We did four of them back then, but yeah.
Okay, hold that thought. Here comes the music. We'll be right back, folks, with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a Friday. Hope you're having a good day. End of the week for many. Beginning of the week for a few. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.